is when God once again reestablishes this covenant with the remnant of the denominated people that were raised up in 1844. God raised a people up in 1844 and gave them His name, an everlasting name. He entered into a covenant with them. He entered into a marriage with them. And brothers and sisters, they went into wilderness wandering just as ancient Israel did, which is their example. And at the end of this wilderness time, they're about to go into the promised land. And if you look at that testimony of ancient Israel in the Bible, you'll find that just before they went into the promised land, they rehearsed once again the law. In other words, they gave example that at the end of the wilderness wandering time, God's people would once again enter into this marriage relationship. The parable of the ten virgins will be fulfilled again to the very letter. They'll enter into this covenant. They will once again be a people that has the name of the Lord in their experience. And through them, God will bring the Gentiles that are going to come and stand at the end to Himself. Now, brothers and sisters, William Miller's dream is describing this as well, because during this time period, when William Miller first saw that casket and the truths were beautiful and he had to share them, he went out and shared them, and the people came and they heard, and this movement was established. But then the rubbish comes in, and sisters and brothers, the rubbish is in Adventism today. It's time for the man with the dirt brush to begin sweeping the floor, just as certainly as it's time for the overflowing scourge to go through the earth. The Sunday law is imminent. It's just as imminent as this final purification of God's church. And if you and I are going to be involved, we're going to be involved either way. But if you and I are going to be on the right side of this issue of the purification of the church, then the biblical call is that we must gather together before the overflowing scourge arrives. Now, Jeremiah 4, verses 1 through 6 says this: "If you will return, O Israel, saith the Lord, return unto me. And if thou wilt put away thine abominations out of my sight, then shalt thou no more remove. Let me start over again. If thou wilt return, O Israel, saith the Lord, return unto me. And if thou wilt put away thine abominations out of my sight, then shalt thou not remove. And thou shalt swear, the Lord liveth, in truth, in judgment, and in righteousness, and the nations shall bless themselves in Him, and in Him shall they glory. For thus saith the Lord to the men of Judah and Jerusalem, break up your fallow ground, and sow not among thorns. Circumcise yourself to the Lord, and take away the foreskins of your heart, ye men of Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem.